This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 104.
В эфире 104 урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы научимся понимать беседы о текущих событиях, то есть о том, что происходит в настоящее время. Мы повторим также разные формы глаголов. Послушайте новые слова и выражения. Авария.
Accident.
Событие.
Event.
Исследование.
Exploration.
Исследование космического пространства.
Space exploration.
Полет.
Flight.
Запуск.
Launch.
Реактивный снаряд. Ракета.
Missile.
Океан.
Ocean.
Орбита.
Orbit.
Ракета.
Rocket.
Космический корабль многократного использования. Shuttle.
Space shuttle.
Место, площадка.
Site.
Площадка для запуска космического корабля.
Launch site.
Космодром для посадки космического корабля.
Landing site.
Станция.
Station.
Слежение.
Tracking.
Станция слежения.
Tracking station.
Непогода, гроза, буря.
Storm.
Спасти для повторного использования.
To recover.
Стартовый ускоритель.
Booster.
Пилотируемый.
Manned.
Круглый год.
Year round.
Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер беседует с представителем агентства НАСА о программе космических исследований и о посадке космического корабля.
Will you tell me where we are, Dr. Rust?
Call me Mel, please. We are at Cape Canaveral, of course. We have used Cape Canaveral as a missile launch site since 1948.
Why this place?
Several reasons. The weather is warm in Florida. We have been able to use the site year-round.
It does rain, though.
Oh, yes. We have had storms, but very little cold weather. Also, we're on the Atlantic Ocean. We launch the rockets over the ocean.
Is that because of problems?
That's one reason. We will have accidents sometimes. Also, there are islands out there. We have tracking stations on the islands and ships for about 10,000 miles toward the southeast.
Tell me about the tracking stations.
We've set up places where we watch the rocket launch. Then we have places all over the world that watch the satellites after they are in orbit.
Is that rocket ready to launch?
It will be in a few days. We're waiting for the space shuttle landing first.
I thought the space shuttle landed in California.
Usually, but the weather has been bad for several days. It will land here this time.
When is it going to land?
It will land in about 2 hours. Will you be here then?
Yes, I'd like to be. Where will it land?
Nearby. It's only a few minutes away.
Is this the only launch area?
No, it isn't. This is the oldest area. We use this for the smaller rockets. It's where the first U.S. satellite was put in orbit.
That was in the 1950s.
Yes, 1958. The first American manned spaceflight was in 1961. It was also from this area.
The space program has developed very quickly, hasn't it?
Yes. By 1969, we launched men to the moon.
Was that from here?
Yes, but after that, we started building bigger rockets. We moved to another launch area for those launches. We'll see that later, if you like.
Of course, I'd like that.
The bigger rockets launched there are built there, too. Can you see that very tall building?
Yes.
First, the rocket will be built there. When the rocket is ready, it will be moved to the launch site. It will be standing, ready for launch. It will be pulled to the launch site.
What are these rockets used for?
We still launch satellites with them.
При изложении текущих событий мы часто используем глагольную форму, указывающую на то, что действие началось в прошлом и продолжалось до настоящего момента. Эта глагольная форма образуется с помощью вспомогательного глагола has или have, плюс причастие прошедшего времени или третья форма смыслового глагола. Послушайте несколько примеров.
It has been bad. We have had storms. We have set up tracking stations. We have used Cape Canaveral as a missile launch site. We have been able to use the site year-round. The space program has developed quickly.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
We have had storms.
We have had storms.
We have set up tracking stations.
We have set up tracking stations.
We have used Cape Canaveral as a missile launch site.
We have used Cape Canaveral as a missile launch site.
We have been able to use the site year-round.
We have been able to use the site year-round.
The space program has developed quickly.
The space program has developed quickly.
Попробуем ответить на вопросы Мартина Лернера с использованием этой глагольной формы.
How long have you lived in your house?
I have lived in my house a long time.
Have you studied English before?
Yes, I have studied English before.
Has your family traveled to another country?
Yes, my family has traveled to England.
Let's go to the space shuttle landing site. You want to watch the landing, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have some questions about the shuttle, too.
Good. We can talk on the way. Let's go to the space shuttle landing site. You want to watch the landing, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have some questions about the shuttle, too.
Good. We can talk on the way.
Мартин Лернер и представитель НАСА доктор Раст готовятся наблюдать за посадкой космического корабля «Шаттл».
There's a crowd already, Mel.
The landing is always a popular event.
What will actually happen?
The shuttle will appear from that direction. It will land there. It's going to come to a stop right in front of us. The crew will get out and walk to that area.
Will someone greet the crew?
Yes, there's always an official welcome. The radio and television people will also be there. They'll ask questions and take pictures.
Will you tell me something about the space shuttle? I've seen the smaller rockets and one of the big ones. Does the shuttle have the same kind of rockets?
They are different in some ways. For one thing, they can be used again. In the old space flights, the rockets were dropped in the ocean. We couldn't recover them or use them again.
How many rockets does the shuttle have?
It has two booster rockets that help lift it into space. These drop off, and we recover them. It also has three engines of its own.
Is that all?
It has other engines to help it slow down, turn, and so on.
Are rockets the same as engines?
In this case, they are. Some people call them rocket engines.
What has this crew done in space?
Several things. They've just repaired one of the satellites. Next trip, they will repair another satellite.
How will they do that?
After the launch, they will go into orbit. Then they will catch up with the satellite. Next, they will open the door and go out to the satellite.
Do they just go out?
No, they have to be prepared. They will put on spacesuits. After they are outside the shuttle, they will fasten the satellite to the shuttle.
Has it been easy to make these repairs in the past?
We've had good success on some things. It hasn't always been easy to find the problem.
When was the first space shuttle? In the 1980s?
Yes, 1981 to be exact. It was called Columbia.
One of the shuttles exploded.
Yes, that was a terrible accident. It was in 1986. It took us a long time to get over that accident.
Will you send another man to the moon?
Probably not. There will be other space exploration, I think.
What project or exploration do you want?
I want work on a space station. We can't go much further without a space station.
It sounds very exciting.
При изложении текущих событий нам часто необходимо уточнить, как эти события могут повлиять на будущее. Для обозначения будущего времени используется особая глагольная форма, которая образуется с помощью вспомогательного глагола «will» и первой формы смыслового глагола. Вот несколько примеров.
The shuttle will appear. It will land there. The crew will get out. The television people will be there. Will someone greet the crew? Will you tell me something? How will they do that? What will happen?
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте, пожалуйста, за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
The shuttle will land there.
The shuttle will land there.
The crew will get out.
The crew will get out.
Will you tell me something?
Will you tell me something?
What will happen?
What will happen?
А теперь попробуем ответить на вопросы Мартина с использованием этой глагольной формы.
Will the shuttle land in Florida?
Yes, the shuttle will land in Florida.
Will we see the crew?
Yes, we will see the crew.
When will it land?
The shuttle will land soon.
That was a perfect landing.
Well done.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом во время пауз. Существительное. Авария.
Accident. Accident.
Событие.
Event. Event.
Исследование космического пространства.
Space exploration. Space exploration.
Полет.
Flight. Flight.
Запуск.
Launch. Launch.
Ракета, реактивный снаряд.
Missile. Missile.
Океан.
Ocean. Ocean.
Орбита.
Orbit. Orbit.
Ракета.
Rocket. Rocket.
Космический корабль многократного использования. Shuttle.
Space shuttle. Space shuttle.
Место, площадка.
Site. Site.
Площадка для запуска космического корабля.
Launch site. Launch site.
Космодром для посадки космического корабля.
Landing site. Landing site.
Станция.
Station. Station.
Слежение.
Tracking. Tracking.
Станция слежения.
Tracking station. Tracking station.
Непогода, гроза, буря.
Storm. Storm.
Стартовый ускоритель.
Booster. Booster.
Глаголы. Спасти для повторного использования.
To recover. To recover.
Прилагательное. Пилотируемый.
Manned. Manned.
При построении предложений мы употребляем следующие глагольные формы. Прошедшее время глагола to be – быть. Was – Where? Повторяйте, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом.
The first American manned space flight was in 1961. We were there. The first American manned space flight was in 1961. We were there.
Прошедшее время правильных глаголов.
We started building bigger rockets. We started building bigger rockets.
Прошедшее время неправильных глаголов.
We went to Cape Canaveral. We went to Cape Canaveral.
Present perfect – настоящее законченное время, которое образуется с помощью вспомогательного глагола has или have. Это время указывает на действие, которое началось в прошлом и продолжалось до настоящего момента.
We have used Cape Canaveral since 1948. We have used Cape Canaveral since 1948.
Будущее время с использованием вспомогательного глагола will.
The crew will get out. The crew will get out.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 104-й и последний урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке».